Beginning tomorrow over at Brock University, they are, bringing in an extended week-long kind of community event around women in STEM. And it's, an expansion upon where they've been before. They had some great success last year. It sounds like they're just going to make it even bigger and better. And one of the organizers behind this all is a biological sciences PhD candidate, Mariana Garrido, joining us on the program this morning. Mariana, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Not too bad. If I'm correct, this was a one-day event, and you're doing week-long this year?
That's correct, yes. So it started in 2020, and both editions were just one day, one session. So 2020 and 2021, we only had one day, yeah.
And this year, you're going to do a full week, eh?
A full week, yes. We went from one session to eight and 5 days of event, yeah.
You're taking a big old bite out of this thing, eh? Like, my goodness. Yes. That's got to speak to the demand, I guess, though.
Exactly, yes. From 2020 to 2021, we saw a 100% increase in our audience. So people are definitely curious about this topic. So we're going to give them content.
Well, what do you think is driving, that interest and that kind of demand, I suppose?
Well, I think we just want to be in STEM. I think we all want to just have more opportunities on what to do. And I think this event gives people with different role models so they can come and see different fields that they can go into in STEM and know that it's not just, you don't go into this just to become a prof or just to work in a lab. There's multiple options. So I think that is why we have such a big demand.
And this has been something, let's face it, trying to expand this and open up the STEM fields to women is something that a lot of people have been doing. I know some folks here locally have been, trying to reach out through high schools and stuff like that and really trying to start at that grassroots as young as you can possible level for women. But it's a matter of peeling things back and letting all the women kind of see what the opportunities are, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah, just know that that's an option, and if you want to, you can go down that path.
So in terms of the week-long kind of pieces, I'm going to guess most, if not all of this is going to be virtual, right?
All of it, yes, 100% virtual, and it's open to everyone. So anyone can come and join us. Our content is going to be geared towards the community, so you don't need to have any knowledge prior to this event, and
Okay, so and it's not just a Brock University, like it's not just a student thing. Like anybody in the community who is interested, I suppose, young or old, can get in on this.
Absolutely, yes. So two of our main audiences are undergrad students and high school students. We want them to see the opportunities, but absolutely we are open to everyone. If you want to come and meet people from different areas in STEM, you can absolutely come and join us.
What do you think are some of the key messages, I guess, that you hope to kind of get out there through this or conversations that you look forward to the most? Because, there's so many facets, because STEM in itself, right, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, like that's such a wide range of things that fall under that umbrella. Like, what are you ultimately hoping for?
Well, multiple things. I think we want to show that there is no one size fits all paths. We're going to have multiple scientists sharing their stories on how they got to the positions that they have today. And people will be able to see that it's not just a linear path and you can figure it out through your way and make it there too. So that's one thing. Second, we would love to give people in general just a diverse group of women as role models in science, in STEM. So this is another thing. We have a lot of people coming in and joining us to show that representation matters, and we have all women in STEM. So that's another thing. And third, once we have women in STEM, we know that there are gender-specific issues that affect women. So we are also going to talk about that. So, for example, burnout, imposter syndrome, consent, sexual harassment. We're going to talk about all of that too. So inspiring people to come into STEM, but also talking about the issues that drive women away once they are involved in STEM.
Now, obviously, you talked about, there'll be a lot of high school students that will sign up for this. You're past that. What ultimately for you got you, kind of going down this road?
Well, I was at Brock in 2019, And February 11 is the International Day of Women and Girls in Science. I noticed that there was no, we didn't have anything. There was no celebration, and I had friends all over the world sharing their research. So getting me into starting all of this program was just wanting to share our research and show people. And about getting into science, I wanted to be in the police, actually. I wanted to be a crime scene investigator. And I'm from Brazil, so I came from Brazil to do my PhD. And I think that dream is not completely gone. Maybe I'll go into the police once I'm done my PhD.
Now, like, was there a? Did you feel like there was a barrier? Being a woman, kind of getting involved in it when you thought, hey, this is I want to be a crime scene investigator. Did you think, well, that's not what women do, or were there things that kind of helped you along?
No, actually. So in Brazil, in my university, when I was an undergrad, I actually had most of my professors were women. So I had a lot of role models in university, and I always thought I could do this. But I know for a fact that this is not the situation for everyone. So that is why I wanted to show the presence of women at Brock University.
Oh, that's fantastic. So if people want to get involved in this, how do they kind of register and get in?
Well, Brock just posted something on the Brock News with an article about our event. And in that article, you'll find the link for our schedule, so you can see all the sessions we're offering and also the link to the registration form.
Okay. How many, I don't know if you know the number, but how many pieces do you have this week?
Sorry, say that again?
How many of the actual speakers and stuff do you have this week?
This week we are going to have 9 different sessions with...
9 sessions.
Over 40 people invited to join us. So there's going to be 40 different professionals in STEM joining us, and over 15 fields are going to be represented this week.
That's outstanding, and hopefully this opens up some doors and makes some folks out there feel comfortable exploring something that may be a passion of theirs. Marianne, I appreciate the chat. The best of luck this week. Thanks.
Thank you very much, and I hope some of the people here listening to us can join us.
Absolutely. Take care. There is Marianne Garrido, PhD, a biological sciences PhD candidate, one of the event organizers of the Women in STEM event going on at Brock University all this week. You can go over to the Brock pages. There is a Women in STEM kind of online registration form. Again, free. A whole bunch of speakers, a whole bunch of platforms and stuff this week that will be covered through all of these conversations. And if it is a interest of you, or you've got maybe a teen that is curious in these fields, might be a great opportunity. Again, just to, introduce, make it feel more at home, more comfortable. Because, again, science, technology, engineering, mathematics is a big, wide scope.